Good afternoon. You're tuned in to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Vince Colblugo with today's headlines. It's Tuesday, July 28th. State public health officials today report 1,573 new confirmed cases of novel coronavirus and 52 additional deaths. This brings the total number of confirmed cases in South Carolina to more than 83,000 and deaths to 1,505. What's more, the State Department of Health and Environmental Control has resumed reporting hospital bed data. As of today, DHEC says there are 1,575 COVID-related hospitalizations across the state. More than a third of students in the state's largest school district have opted for virtual learning instead of returning to the classroom this fall. The Associated Press reports more than 23,000 of Greenville School District's 77,000 students have signed up for online learning, which requires a year-long commitment. Yesterday, Superintendent of Education Molly Spearman approved six school district plans, four of which include face-to-face instruction 5 days a week. The Charleston County School District has given final approval to its Safe Restart plan. Students won't go back to school until after Labor Day, and it's possible they won't return to the classroom, at least not right away. South Carolina Public Radio's Victoria Hansen explains.
The school board held an emergency meeting last night, finalizing its back-to-school plans. Members voted in favor of starting school September 8th. That is the day after Labor Day. Now, the district will offer both stay-at-home remote instruction and in-person classes. But in-person classes will only be held if Charleston County sees a sustained decrease in the number of coronavirus infections over a 14-day period. Infection trends are being reviewed every 2 weeks, and the board will review them once again August 10th. In Charleston, I'm Victoria Hansen for South Carolina Public Radio.
Rock Hill had a unique visitor drop-in today. South Carolina Public Radio's Scott Morgan caught up with her before she took off, literally.
Jessica Cox landed at Rock Hill, York County Airport on Monday, following another solo leg on her flight tour from Washington, D.C. back to Arizona. If you're wondering why that's news, it's because it's the first time a pilot with no arms has ever landed here. And that's because Cox is the only armless pilot in the world.
So we weren't so sure how the Federal Aviation Administration would handle the news of me learning to fly. Turns out they were behind us. They said as long as I could get through all the requirements of a sport pilot and I could demonstrate how I could safely maneuver the airplane, they really were in full support of it.
The flight back to Arizona follows her trip to visit former Iowa Senator Tom Harkin and take him for a flight on the 30th anniversary of the passing of the Americans with Disabilities Act. Harkin was a main driver of the ADA in the 1990s. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan in Rock Hill.
And a tropical wave east of the Lesser Antilles is expected to strengthen into a tropical storm tonight or Wednesday. Meteorologist Megan Borowski says this wave will likely bring tropical storm force winds and heavy rain to the Lesser Antilles by midweek. And after that, it could track back toward the Bahamas and Florida.
We're still a long way out, but it looks like this system will track northwestward toward the Bahamas and southeastern Florida by the weekend. As far as the intensity of the system goes, it's a toss-up right now. There are some environmental features present that could promote strengthening, but also others that could inhibit development.
Megan says regardless, it's too soon to tell what the impact may be for South Carolina. That wraps up your headlines. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.